came out to tell me what? God bless you. Oh, see, you got a gospel card ready. Why would God bless me?
Because he's already blessed you in his son. in Christ.
Did you know, I don't want my sign to hit you. It's windy. What's your first name, sir?
I'm Melvin.
Melvin?
Yeah.
Melvin. My name's Tupos. Nice to meet you, okay. Melvin. Did you know that God blesses? Do you know who he blesses? You think he blesses everybody? He
blesses the righteous.
He blesses those who obey him.
Yeah.
And we're standing out here and we're telling people that by the shed blood of Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection, the Bible calls us to repentance, which is a changing of our mind and our ways. Amen. Here's a big problem in America. Nobody knows what sin is. They think, you know, a lot of people think like murder, drugs, and homosexuality are sin, and they are. But guess what? You know what else is a sin? Practicing one lie. You know what's a lie, Melvin? Look at the other side of my sign. I'll turn it around. Easter's a pagan holiday that God didn't ordain. Eshtar, Good Friday's a lie. He didn't die on Friday. He died on Wednesday. And so what we challenge people to do by the shed blood of Jesus is to repent, cry out to God. You'll be born again by the Spirit of God. And if you truly are born again, it's not about church attendance. I'm amazed at the people who walk by me so arrogant down here in the Bible Belt. And you know what they say to me, Melvin? I got it. And I go, what's the gospel? And they go, I don't even want to talk about it. And they walk away. Jesus is like a get out of hell card in their back pocket, but he's a glorious Savior. He's worth talking about. He's worth humbling ourselves before. He's worth losing our entire lives for him. You notice, if you're from around here, the American church system does not lose their life for Christ. You know what they lose? About an hour and a half on Sunday morning. That's it. A bunch of them are telling me, I'm standing here today preaching Jesus Christ, his wrath is coming. Do you know what the people in Tennessee are excited about today? A bunch of them told me. Their college basketball team is playing for some championship thing tomorrow and they're all excited. Is that wickedness?
Is that
wickedness or what?
Yeah.
Do you belong to a church system?
No, we meet in houses and stuff like that.
You do?
Yeah,
are you a born-again Christian?
I am.
So you believe that gospel that I'm proclaiming?
Yeah, I just came out here, as I told her, I just came out here just to...
You meet around here somewhere?
Yeah, I meet around here.
Where is...
We meet down, like, towards this Walmart. Are you guys from around here?
No. Okay. We're traveling preachers. We travel all over the country, do this. We go stand outside churches. We go to events. We fund ourselves. You'll see my young brother. He's standing there. Oh, there he is. Right over there next to that Cedar Brewing he's standing there. And we travel over. No, we're not from here. Do you have an email or anything that I could?
Yeah, I have an email, a phone number, whatever.
Yeah, give me your email.
Yeah.
I would love to contact you. Hold on a second. Our goal is to love God and love our neighbors. And part of that is telling the truth.
Yeah.
And if we don't defend the truth, all is lost. And defending the truth means calling out error. You notice there's police around here.
Yeah.
What do the police have to do?
They stand for their laws.
They write tickets and stuff to keep you from breaking the law. They don't just go, well, I got the law, but oh, everybody's breaking it. It doesn't matter.
Yes,
so people think it's mean-spirited when we preach the truth and call them to repentance and call out of their sin. That's exactly what they did in the Bible.
Yeah.
And look at the prophets. I'm not a prophet. What happened when they showed up in Israel?
Yeah, the same thing happened.
They were hated.
Same thing to John the Baptist, you know.
Yeah.
The same thing happens to all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came out here just to say the Lord be with you.
I appreciate that, Melvin. You have a nice spirit about you. I appreciate that. I'm going to email you, and I'd love to hear from you and correspond and encourage you in the Word. Check out our website,
don'tperish.com. Yeah. The truth, as Christ said in John 8, the truth will set you free.
Amen. I love that verse.
So just to repent, I mean, it's all love.
Yeah.
Because anything God does, he does in love. So
he does it in love, but there is a wrath that's coming. And when the wrath comes, guess what he loves? His justice and righteousness.
Yeah.
Right now, we can get his love by coming to Christ, and we'll get grace, which is the power to live the life. But there's coming a day. We're headed towards the tribulation in the last days. There's coming a day when there will be no more second chance, no more other chance. And then the wrath comes. And, you know, one of the big problems in America, everybody looks at Jesus and they love this baby in a manger. And then also, ready? The Jesus on the cross, which we lift up and preach at all over. The problem is everybody forgets. What's he coming back as, Melvin?
He's coming back as the Lion of the Tribe of Judah.
Thank you.
I mean, that's
he's coming back.
Yeah.
They got the wrong Jesus. They got the long-haired, blue-eyed, feminized, soft Jesus. They got the wrong Jesus. He's coming with the sword, the word of God from his mouth, and fire to destroy all those that don't know God. And don't obey the gospel. Second Thessalonians. So I'm glad you know that. Yeah.
Swift.
Awesome.
Powerful,
I'm going to email you, man. I'm going to email you. Can I give you a hug?
Yeah, man.
I love you, man.
I just came out here just to say God bless you, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to talk to your brother.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Thank you. God be praised.
Yeah.
Look for my email. That was awesome. man came out. He said he was up in an office. He came out and he talked to Sister Amon, and then he came and encouraged me. Now he's going to encourage Brother Akuo. I love that. We get a lot of mockers, we get a lot of ignorers, a lot of haters, and then we get the people that are edified by what we do. So that's pretty awesome. Thank you, Father. Perfect timing in that. I got his email to reach out and edify him.